The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Anything goes! Go! Go!
Hello and welcome to Anything Goes with the host, Carrie Bradstreet, and her sidekick, Larry Swanson. Good evening, good afternoon, and good morning, Carrie Bradstreet.
Yes. It's good morning. I want to go back to sleep.
You want to go back to sleep?
I know. I've been staying up way late. It used to be 11 o'clock. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's still early. And I'm working on stuff. And before I know it, oh, is it 3 o'clock? And then it's 3:30? Yeah, which is fine, I guess, if I don't have to set an alarm, but have to get up for a podcast. And so it takes me a while to. By the end of the podcast, maybe I'll have shaken out all the...
So you're sleepyhead today is what we call you, right?
Yeah. Catching up to me.
Not sleepyhead.
Getting less than 7-8 hours a day. I usually need that much.
Yeah. And you got what, 3?
Oh, this whole week. I said I was working on this project, building and this furniture, I guess you could call it, for my grandkids. And
can you believe this woman's got grandkids?
I know.
That is something else.
And two little rugged
So what
little
are
boys.
You building?
It's called a kitchen helper. And I've learned about these because Lucy was building one for this little boy that she, you know, takes care of, who's going to turn 1. And she needed my help because I got a lot of tools and stuff. And so I ended up building this for her, and I thought, hey, I could do something like this for my grandkids since I got all the mess already. So that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to get everything done so I can clean out my garage, make Mark happy. But it's a wooden stool that you put up to your, like, your kitchen sink, and the kids, it's a safety kind of a thing. They can get up there so they can be participating and be up at sink level and, like, help with dishes or help with cooking.
That'd be cool.
And then it opens up and it converts into like a table. But I'm trying to make mine very elaborate to look like this truck. So it's
been. Now, your grandkids don't live close to you, do they?
They're 2.5 hours away.
Oh, that's not too bad. We're going to have an overnight, we call it, where the kids come over and stay
overnight.
Mine aren't
old enough for that, but someday that would be nice.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, they come over and they play games and, you know, the wife.
I have fond memories of doing that with my grandparents.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My grandmoms were different from one side to the other, did different things, but I remember them fondly, you know, so I'm sure their kids, the grandkids, will always remember going to grandpa's and remember their houses. And
we have, you know, we bought, you know, they don't like to sleep in bed, so. They could sleep in downstairs in the bed, but they really don't like being downstairs.
Where do they sleep, on a couch or the floor?
No, well, we got them mattresses, air mattresses,
oh,
and then
sleep
on top of that.
Okay.
And they got to have their own, and one's got to be farther away than the other.
Right. But, don't touch me.
Yeah. And then we have pizza and play games and stuff.
How
like
old
that. So
are they now?
Six and seven.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, that's a fun age.
And then I guess they're doing really well in school, too. So that was exciting to hear. I'm glad they got back
into
school.
Yeah, I saw a school bus go down my street the other day. I'm going, oh, that's right.
Yeah, school.
Kids are finally going back to school.
Well, I got to tell you something. You know, while I was cleaning my garage and cleaning everything out, you know, I had this big old box. I mean, a wooden box. And it had a lot of tools in it, and the tools were antique. You know, they were all hand tools. And so
all
I took them to the auction to sell them, right? And they say, do you have a certain amount you want to place on that? That's got to be more than this before you'd sell it. And I said, yeah, $500. Well, what they did was put $50 on it. And this is M37 auction.
Did you stop them from selling it?
No, they sold it before. And they were so busy, I never got the stuff until after everything was picked up. So they're supposed to call me back. That's why I got my phone, and I'll let everybody hear it and see what they're going to do.
Well,
they owe
you $450 then.
Well, I think, it's kind of, and they were busy the day I took all that stuff out there, and they says, well, we'll get this in and we'll get it all straight for you. And instead of me getting a receipt. They never did send me anything in the mail or anything else. And everything is because they're too busy. And I'm out the $450 because I'd have never sold that. I mean,
you could have done that yourself.
The box was worth $100, you know. So anyway, I got that to deal with.
Find out who the buyer was.
It's always something, you know. Well, if they know the buyer, I'm sure, and they're going to have to get it back.
Wow.
It's just kind of irritating. And the other stuff, you know, I was glad to get rid of it, but it just, they just gave it away.
It should let you have like a confirmation, like this is the final bid.
Well, they should have called me, yeah, and they didn't call me.
So. Yeah, just even though it was like your minimum or something, so they thought it was your minimum, that should still be some kind of a confirmation, just to verify.
They should have known $50. That was ridiculous, you know, with all the tools in there and everything else. Mm-hmm. And they knew. I mean, anybody would know.
They just weren't paying attention. Yeah.
So anyway, I got that to deal with.
You always have to be... There's always something, isn't there?
It is. It's always something.
There's always customer service, and just it's just not the same.
We had the guy did a great job on our countertops and all that, but
oh, you got new countertops.
It took him 6 months to just do the, you know, because he worked too.
You're talking all your cabinets and stuff.
Yeah,
I know you're talking about Santa.
You know what I'm talking about?
How about Santa?
Huh? Yeah, Santa. We should get him this year, Santa.
We have to book him early.
Yeah.
Oh, who know? You know what? They might not be having
Santa
mall
Claus. Yeah, they're not having it. I already know that. They're not even having Santa Claus.
They probably have to have Santa here, and then the Child's Way over here, and then they Photoshop the child in front of Santa.
Now, they're saying something about they're not going to have Halloween this year. I don't know if that's true or not, but trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
Halloween's going to be here, but they're just not going to.
Yeah. You know, well, you think the kids are wearing masks anyways.
Yeah, but
and
the people
outside.
Are just handling the food, the candy
it's
and everything
not
else.
It's not supposed
you know?
To be spread that way because you think all these people going out to eat at restaurants and stuff, they're touching stuff.
Right. All the kids are going to be dressed up as doctors.
Yeah.
Just already wearing the mask, they already got part of the costume.
Right. Just, Dad, give me a big white shirt and I'm good to go.
That's true, Matt. That's
yes.
a good
oh, actually,
idea.
That's my audition that I have to do. Is I got to be a doctor in a white coat, but like a psychiatrist. So
oh, yeah?
I got to work on that. I'll try to work on that today. Yeah.
You have to be a psychiatrist.
So, yeah. So I have the doctor coat.
What is it? What is it for? I mean,
I think it's a movie. This, but it says it doesn't film until August of 2021.
Yeah. So well, mostly big movies and stuff like
they're
that.
They're casting way far ahead.
They got to get their people.
And with the COVID stuff, they're probably everything's
right.
They don't want to start anything too soon and then think, oh, now we've got to stop production and restart. So they'll probably just pushed it far back.
Do you like to do movies?
It depends, because the last couple of movies that I did were so dialogue heavy. And I don't like having to learn, and especially when it's not like normal speaking dialogue. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
So... Hope if I would have something that's more, you know, the dialogue is more conversational and not, you know, speech after speech after speech, then I wouldn't be so anxious about having to, you know all these lines and stuff. My mother can just, you know, be in the character and just be responding to somebody rather than trying to remember, oh, I've got this long, huge...
What's the best movie you ever done?
I'm hoping that... No Maximal Dose, the one that's supposed to be coming released any day now is...
Now, where's it going to be released?
On streaming stuff.
Let me know so I can watch it.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I play a pain doctor, Beatrix von Kessler, so...
Wow. Have we did anything else with our show? Just when is it going to start and all that?
Nope, because we haven't really. We need to talk to everybody else again. We need to do another Zoom call.
Yeah.
Meet everybody and see if even if we want to kind of meet up here and just kind of talk about, you know, cameras and how things we want to set up.
Yeah. Why don't we set up an appointment to come in and let's do it. And as far as we'll set it up and talk about it and put things in place and what we're going to do.
Yeah, just so
see if they. Do you guys have a green screen anymore or no, Matt?
I can double check.
Yeah, we don't really need it because we are supposed to be in this studio, so we can just look like a studio.
Well, yeah, but sometimes we want the green screen just to show a scene or something and
right.
make it look more professional, if
right.
you ask me.
I can double check with that.
Yeah, otherwise.
Can you do that, Matt?
Otherwise,
yeah.
if they don't yeah. have the big one, if there's one that we can just, you know, you hang.
I still got one.
Stands, someplace. Whatever. Yeah, we could always do something like that, too.
I got
a steamer.
I might have thrown it away. Yeah, I got a steamer, too. That's what.
Yeah,
you know,
say we can just have something like that, too.
Yeah,
yeah sure. Yeah.
So what's hubby doing since he's...
Besides walking the dogs? Oh, yeah. Poor guy. He's been hibernating in his man cave because it's downstairs and it's all, you know, concreted area. His allergies are so bad this time of year, end of August into September. He is just miserable. So he just, you know, tries to stay away from any kind of pollen. So I've been doing all, he says, you know, I can't be doing the edging and stuff, right? I said, I know. So
my two sons are like that, but they take after their mother. I haven't had allergies.
I don't have those kind of allergies.
My wife has allergies, so.
Yeah, so he's just been miserable, just constantly blowing his nose
I have allergies right now because I'm cleaning the pool to put it away for the year, so.
Oh, what makes you allergic to that, the chemicals?
Work.
Oh, you're allergic.
It's just so much work to close a pool. It's just unbelievable.
Well, I have to look at the mess of my garage I've made. I promised Marcus I'll do all this stuff. I got sawing and tools and paints and stuff all over. I said, I'll get this done so I can clean out the garage. And you can actually park your Jeep in there this winter. We will see.
Well, this is the first time we've had two cars in a year almost. So, and then we went and picked up that lumber that we're changing lumber on our deck. New lumber putting.
Oh yeah, you told me that.
And I'll tell you, we bought this.
You ordered
lumber
it in June, and you're finally getting it.
Oh, I'll tell you, I cannot believe. What's the name of that place you go to all the time?
Menards.
I cannot believe they're as successful as they are, the way they act, and this bull crap about
lumber shortages.
You get 11%.
Is the rebates.
Rebate.
Yeah.
It's not a rebate. All they do is give you a
money to spend in the shore.
That's not a rebate. You're getting.
Yeah.
So that,
my dad hates Menards for a completely different reason.
Huh?
My dad hates Menards for a completely different reason. I can't tell the exact story, but it has something to do with a gift basket.
Oh, well, listen to this.
Thought it was the jingle. Say.
Anyway, they sent. I bought 50 pieces of deck lumber, and we ordered it. And in the beginning of the summer, and just a week ago, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, they had it in, and they called us, and they were going to deliver it because we paid for delivery. So this guy brings over 50 pieces of wood.
That's right. Okay. They're crappy, right?
All of them had knot holes, and the knot holes were out. Some had splits in it, and it just looked horrible. And I mean every single one. There was 49 bad ones and one a maybe. So anyway, we bitched about it, and they come back and picked it up, okay? And we told them we weren't going to accept that, and so they said, well, we have to wait till more comes in. Well, when's that going to be? Well, we don't know.
I know, I heard there.
So
like
anyway, it came in, and I went...
It was the same stuff.
I brought my pickup, my new pickup, and my trailer to pick it up. Well, anyway, my son put all the wood in it, and it was so heavy that it broke the back part of the trailer, and it went into my new truck, and my box is all smashed in because of it.
No way.
So I'm not a real happy camper. So anyway, we picked it up ourselves because it would be a week to 2 weeks before they could deliver it. So we went back yesterday to get our money back for the, which was $90, which was for the bringing the lumber, paying for the lumber to be brought back. Mm-hmm. But we picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
So we go in, and what do they want to do? They want to give us a
store credit.
So we could buy it $80 more. And we said, bullshit, I'm not buying that. I want my money. Well, they wouldn't do it. So my wife got tired of me arguing with them. So she just wanted to take it. So she took it. But anybody that ever wants to, I don't know, Menards has a bad, these people, it looks like they hire them, they give them a test, and if they fail, they hire them. And that's the only reason I can.
Is Menards like a regional chain?
Yeah, it's all over.
Is it all over, or is it just like Michigan?
No, it's in a lot of different places.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's what I said. It just don't make sense to me. The people there are rude. They're not, you know, I mean, it used to be, you had to be
polite. The customer was always right, right?
Well, yeah, but the customer, not only is he not only right, they just don't want to pay. They give you back so that you'll buy other stuff for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just irritated me.
Which is fine for someone like me who is going to be going back, but somebody who's just maybe a once or twice customer to order a big order, then it's like, okay, now I've got this rebate, and so now I have to go just spend something that maybe I wouldn't buy anyways, or you have to just wait until you need something.
Yeah, I mean, I've bought stuff from Menards.
There's another catch. You don't get cash back. So if you had a rebate voucher for $25 and you bought something and it came to $18, you wouldn't get the change back.
Oh, no, they just subtract it, and that's what you got. You can still get.
No, that's it. You only use that voucher once, so you lose out on $8.
Who told you that?
I've had that happen, so I have to buy
a couple more
things.
I've never had that happen.
Because you probably bought more than what the voucher was for, so you got all of it. Yeah, so you have to be careful. So it's like, what? Let me go back and buy a hammer. Just a minute.
They're idiots. You know this, and you ask them about something, and what was it that I asked? I had to buy something, and this guy stood there for a couple minutes, and he goes, "I don't think we had that." And I said, "What do you mean? It's part of the toilet." Well, I don't work in that department. Uh-huh. Why didn't he tell me that 20 minutes ago while I was sitting there trying to think of that?
Well, what I do sometimes is I get on that app while I'm in the store so that it'll tell me where the item is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it tells you like the aisle or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think my wife did that, but.
Yeah, Home Depot does that too. But Home Depot is more a contractor store, and so it's harder for me to find stuff. And I think Menards is more geared towards the layperson and women.
Yeah.
And the way that it's set up, and they have, you know, food, and they have
different things.
So it makes it more friendly to shop, and like from a women's perspective. But as far as, you know, like the general contractors and contractors, they probably don't use Menards as much as they would use like a Home Depot, where they're much more probably informed, and they have, you know, real former contractors or, you know, builders or something
women work in there that don't know what they're doing.
At Home Depot? That was my daughter. My daughter worked there for a little bit before she got married. She loved it, but she...
At Home Depot?
At the Home Depot, yeah.
Which one?
The one there in Granville.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. And she, at the point then she could bring her dog up there when she was off hours, and people, they don't let you bring dogs in anymore. No, she really liked it. She's a very social person, and she'd always be bringing treats in to everybody. And
no kidding.
Yeah.
She looked a lot like you, too. She still looks like you.
That's a middle daughter, not Ashley.
Oh, not Ashley. Well, it's Ashley. Okay.
Well, they both look a lot alike. Brittany's the one with the super, super curly hair.
Yeah. So you had four children? Three.
No. Three. Felt like four.
Somebody was always around the house. You
know. Oh, that. My son was the firstborn. Look at that clock.
Yeah.
But so he didn't have brothers, but he had all of these friends. And our house was like where everybody went, because he was kind of like the leader, a real creative one. So he'd always come up with things to do. And so always had tons and tons of kids at my house.
They'd
know where the snack drawer is. They'd come in, and it's like, to this day, one of his friends stopped over to see me and Mark, because they'd call Mr. B. Out of town, they're 30 years old, comes in, and he goes directly for the candy drawer. Except for there's no candy anymore in there.
Funny.
That's funny.
So did they have crushes on you?
No, but they call me mom. I would get some Mother's Day stuff from them. So I was like their mom. Yeah.
But nobody, none of them had a crush on you?
Not that they
that you knew
them
of.
That I knew
okay,
of.
Okay, yeah.
Right.
But you've had them ones that kind of just stared at you every once in a while.
I don't know. They're my son's friends.
Yeah, I bet.
No.
Okay. We'll leave it at that.
Not that I'm aware of, but no. Who knows.
So anyway, what else has been happening in the news lately? Have you heard anything about?
Well, we had the 9/11 anniversary. And that's
You know that, I watched that too again, and it just brings back bad memories. It's just, and they, as they say, everybody knows where they were when that day. I was signing a lease on my new office downtown, and the lady said, "Oh, did you hear about the terrible accident?" And I said, "No." They said, "A plane went into one of the towers." And I said, "Oh, no." And she's saying, "They must have had plane trouble or something happened."
Yeah, at first, you know, people just thought it was just.
And then all of a sudden,
terrible.
The second one. And I sat there and watched that.
Watching that plane fly.
And I on my computer, and I kicked it back. I bet you I looked at that 70 times just to. Just watching that, and I stop it, you know, to where it first explodes, and you go, "Holy mackerel!" You know.
And I forgot too about all the people that were jumping.
Oh my goodness! A lot of people jumped to their death, yeah, because they wouldn't want to burn up.
I know. I can't even imagine being in the position where, because I'm scared of heights, anyways.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're talking like how many 30 floors up or whatever they could be in the.
You know, that's how I got my pilot's license.
You pray that they die before they hit the ground.
I was so afraid of heights that I thought, you know, learning to fly would get me out of that. Mm-hmm. But the thing about it is, when you fly, you get up and then you don't feel that feeling because you're higher. And you know what I mean? It doesn't bother you anymore. Mm-hmm. But when you get closer to the ground, it comes back to you. But it's kind of funny.
Uh-huh.
But that's why I took up flying, because I was scared of heights. Mm-hmm. I still am today scared of heights, but not as bad as I used to be.
Yeah, I don't want to say I'm scared of heights. I'm scared of falling from heights, I guess I should say.
Yeah,
being out somewhere and just like.
Well, I'm a scared of the stop.
Oh yeah, I fear the landing.
The landing is
pretty
bad.
Yes, yeah. Have you skydived?
No.
See, I don't know.
I
can do that
either. I've jumped out of planes, but I haven't skydived.
Oh, but you've jumped out of planes.
Oh, yeah, quite a few times.
So you've got the parachute and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That would be scary for me if I was scared of heights.
Again, you're up so high, and you're looking down at the ground. It's beautiful. You just
I've watched these videos of people who are like doing it for the first time, and they have their like attached skydiving person, but they're so scared. But when they get down at the bottom, they're just like, "Oh, that was so amazing."
Well, I had to pack my own chute. I did not like that at all.
No, not the one with the tear in it. No, this one looks a little sturdier. We'll go that one.
Well, no, you got your strings, and you got to keep your strings, you know, part. You got this tool that you use for that. And when you wrap the parachute, then you have to put it in.
Make sure you didn't put a knot in it so that it doesn't.
Well, it kind of bothers you.
I know. That would be the scary thing is, what if the parachute
malfunctions? You want to hear the next thing?
You land on the person who's your...
Listen to what the next scary thing that happens. You walk through, and you got your chute, and you hand it, and they just throw it on top of these other ones. So you don't know what chute you're going to get.
So you're hoping that everybody was as precise as you.
And you don't know they're going to do that either. It kind of goes, woo.
Put your name on it. A big L-S.
Okay. Couldn't you just think of somebody want to commit suicide, so they think they're going to carry that on there, and all of a sudden they throw it in the
Or somebody's trying to get after somebody and sabotages their... I saw too many movies, I think.
Yeah, yeah. But that's what that's what they do. They do that so everybody makes sure they really do a good job.
Right.
Because you're going to get somebody else's parachute.
Sure.
So. Isn't that fun?
Yeah, I don't know if I would ever do that before I die.
I never had to use it, but you know, it's a good thing to learn. So
you never had to use a parachute?
No, I never had. I never. I mean, I never jumped out of a plane after that time. That was just just practice. That
was
learning for if something happened. I would know what to do.
Okay, so you didn't have to do it in combat.
You always have a parachute when you're flying on.
Did you have one of those ejector seats?
Nope.
Like they show?
No, I flew just a Cessna. That it was a beefed up Cessna, and all I did was go see where the enemy was, and then
report back
to where it was, and that was it. Been shot at quite a few times, so.
Yeah, it's war is just so crazy.
Yeah, I didn't like it, but I was a kind of a bad soldier.
You've heard stories. It all just reflected who you really were as a person. So you just carried over to the...
That's right.
It just carried over.
I didn't ask to come here. You don't want me to be here and be the way I am. I'm not going to change for you. You know,
yeah.
You don't know how many times I was on KP for doing something screwed up.
I can imagine.
And I come up with an idea. This machine they had, when you're doing KP, the machine would, you put these potatoes in, and the thing would bounce around and take all the skins off the potatoes.
Wow, yeah.
And I had to cut up onions one day, and I thought,
see if it works for onions.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking. If it did it for the skins, why couldn't they take the skins off the onions? So without asking the Sarge, I just threw them in there, and everybody had tears coming out of their eyes and they were so mad at me.
But it worked, but it just sent
the
juices
all over? They call the grease pit out, and where they people fry and the cooks fry and all that, all this grease goes down and goes down into the thing. And then I thought of another thing, how to get rid of that. Instead of trying to scoop it up, just take water and put it down there. It'll come up and it'll go out and it will go right down the drain. I don't have to worry about it. That's a cool idea. Except instead of it going into the drain, it went all over the floor.
What, like hot water and you just like...
See, I'm thinking, if I do all these stupid things, I should be getting off KP pretty soon because they don't want to...
No, yeah, trying to be like Klinger or...
I don't know, but I never had... That was the last time I had KP. But I got other duties then, but...
Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, that works. That works at home with the wife. I just do it bad enough, and then she says, no, let me do it.
Well, they always called me Swanee. The whole time I was in training, they called me Swanee. And he was so mad he didn't call me Swanee. He called me some other things. So.
That you can't
say. And what was so funny, he was Chinese. So we always called him the traitor. Hey, traitor! Yeah, he didn't like that either. So.
Well, that'd be. But is it because he could speak Vietnamese or something?
He wasn't Vietnamese. He was Chinese.
But he was
in the
American.
Service. Yeah, American Chinese. So I always called. We always, well, not just me, but all of us called him traitor. So. He didn't like that too well, but.
Yeah.
And when he'd get mad, he'd speak in his tongue. So.
Yeah, that's a language too. That it's just so. Yeah. Difficult, you would think, to learn because it's, you know, French and Spanish, you can kind of, there's similarities in some of the words and you can kind of follow along. Those Asian languages, they're just...
That's one thing I wished I would have done is been more taken serious.
Foreign languages?
Yeah, because I took Spanish and I was not very good at it.
Hola. I don't remember much of it. I had Spanish in eighth grade. I had French in college.
My wife can speak German. She can speak...
Dutch, I bet.
Yeah, Dutch. Them too. So.
Wow.
But she has at her job at Steelcase.
Oh, it's helpful. Yeah.
She works with all the people that are going from one country to another to work. And boy, she's having crazy time with the government now because they've cut all these people from going because they want these people to get the Americans to get the American jobs and they don't want to give them to these people. Mm-hmm. And Steelcase, by the way, I don't know if I should say this or not, but they're sending all the jobs to Mexico. My wife's training a Mexican person now for her job when she leaves.
So you're not like European shopping for, you're now getting people in?
Not me.
Steelcase
is getting
So
American
their
people.
Manufacturing is here, but they're, what's in Mexico then?
all the offices, but a lot of the manufacturing is going down there too. Steelcase will probably one day be right out of America.
Well,
if it stays the way it is, you know.
Well, maybe people aren't going to have offices anymore. People will be working from home. Maybe it'll be like home offices. You know, maybe it won't be, you know, these rooms with all those dividers and stuff that they make.
You know what? I think once they get the vaccine for this bad disease, I think that things will go back to normal, just like the flu.
But I think there's either some people and even some businesses that are realizing, wait, this saves us quite a bit of money not having to be running electricity, having these buildings and maintenance and all this, that maybe they will cut back to having a lot more telecommuters or whatever you call them.
Well, they could be doing that. They probably do a lot of that now, too, in fact, a lot of companies say that
those who work from home are more productive, which I can see that with people who are like computer-based working from home, not just like creative-based, you know, where you can just get off track.
Now a lot of people are coming back to Steelcase, but something like today my wife's working, but when she worked at home, she worked just as hard at home as she did there because she had no interruptions and all
right.
that. So she worked harder, you know, and got more production done because of that.
Yeah, you didn't have travel time, and so you could, you know, take a break, do something, and chill, and then go back to it because you're already there. It's not like you have to drive back to an office and start again.
Well, there's a lot of good reasons, but the problem of it is they're sending everything over to for the pay scale is a lot lower in Mexico, and so a lot of people, that's why I said Steelcase has really got a lot of places that they're sending people, so mm-hmm. that it's not as expensive as America, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, then maybe a lot of people who are trying to come here illegally will have jobs in Mexico. They don't have to come here.
Yeah, there you go.
We got a better job for you. Just stay where you are.
Yeah.
We'll get you a good job. So, yeah.
Did you hear? Well, I can't think of the guy's name that just interviewed Trump for 9 hours or something like that.
Yeah,
Bob Woodward?
Yeah.
Who was it?
Bob Woodward.
Yeah. Oh, Bob Woodward.
And boy, did he just give. I tell you, Trump would be okay if he just shut his mouth.
Oh, no.
I mean, he blah, blah, blah.
So this was broadcast? I didn't see
this. Oh, it was broadcast this morning on the Today Show, and I was watching it. And
no, wait, Bob Woodward was the book. I'm trying to
what?
Remember. I think Bob Woodward was the one who released the book. I can't.
Oh, yeah, he released a book. Yeah.
Okay, so, but he interviewed Trump for that many hours and then wrote a book about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, okay. Right. And I mean, he really blasted him. But one thing about this morning on the Today Show, what's the girl's
worse than Watergate?
What's the girl's name on the Today Show?
I don't watch those.
Oh, well, anyway, she kind of asked him questions, and he really couldn't answer the questions like he said he was going to. Mm-hmm. So it looks like a bunch of it was just bull. So
that Woodward or Trump?
Yeah. Trump. No, not Trump. Woodward is.
Okay.
But
well, I heard him some bit on the radio, one of the talk shows was saying about, he's been saying this for years, even before Trump was elected, about how his campaign and all these kinds of stuff was worse, you know, these criminal, you know, charges should be brought against him is worse than Watergate, and saying this for years and years.
Well,
he keeps on plugging his Watergate stuff.
Look at the guy, the vice president running for president right now. I mean, he's retired and now he's going to be a president. He's going to run for president. He's too old to be president in my book. I just think he's just too old.
Yeah, he would have been better off if he really to be like maybe a presidential advisor. So I kind of felt like he was still doing stuff but didn't have the responsibility to be always on the go, ready and sharp, and not get a lot of sleep.
The girl's going to be his vice president, who was a prosecuting attorney, put more people in jail than any other prosecutor in that district. I mean, that's kind of cute.
It's kind of cute.
I don't know about that.
Well,
we got to come up with a better way. This putting all these people in prison, you know, for marijuana. I think anybody that's been charged with marijuana crimes and went to prison should be getting out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Matt?
especially since it's
I think they've been trying to do that for a while now.
As long as it's not like they were like hardcore like drug dealers.
Well, look at these private prisons where that aren't run by the they're just run by private people.
Oh, there are those?
Oh God, yes.
Really? Are there any in Michigan?
I don't know. I'd have to check.
So who gets sent there? The
people.
They can be convicted in like in a court, and then the judge or whatever can send them to go to one of these prisons or send them to go to a different one?
One of the spookiest things when I had my security business with my partner, who was the captain for the police department, we used to take people down to Jackson.
Uh-huh.
And when you walk them guys into Jackson, you're walking, and they got these little lights in the walls.
That light
like
up
a steel thing around them, you know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it just looked like a movie. And you go down a little bit farther, and they still have the electric chair there, where they used to have...
How long's it been since Michigan's had the death penalty?
I don't know.
But
they
had a,
but anyway, they still have that setting in there and everything else. Hmm. So that's kind of spooky when you go by that. Kind of get a chill.
Well, I remember as a kid driving, not driving, but riding in the car and going past Jackson, Michigan, you'd see those signs, do not pick up hijackers, you know, prison area and things like this.
I think instead of hijackers, it was...
Not hijackers, what did I say? What do you call it? Hitchhikers.
Yeah, hitchhikers.
Don't pick up hijackers either.
Don't pick up the hijackers. They hijacked my car.
Yeah. Well,
they couldn't find a plane. So.
Yeah, so you shouldn't pick up hitchhikers.
They hijacked the fence.
Yeah. So anyway, I just think that it's, I don't want to see, at one time, and everybody says, oh, you're just a Republican. I said, no, I voted for Clinton, not Clinton now, but Bill Clinton. I voted for Bill Clinton. I voted for
Obama
the first year, just because I just felt that maybe we did need a change of different places. But I can't understand why they didn't come with somebody else besides the Democrats would have got somebody else. You know, there was a lot better.
No, the talk seems to be that he's going to just be like president and name only type of a thing where, you know, he's there. So moderate Democrats are thinking, oh, they're not these radicals. We're not electing a radical like we're seeing the progressives have. But in fact, he's just going to be the face, but the radicals are going to be controlling him behind the scenes.
Yeah, maybe that's it, but that's even worse.
Right.
Having the radicals involved.
Right.
What's that one lady that now she was giving her husband all this money from...
Omar?
Yeah, and she's got felonies against her now, and it had felonies, and she wasn't even supposed to run. So I'm just wondering what they would do with that.
Yeah. The elites, the politicians, they don't have the same... have to follow the same rules. And if they break the laws, they just say, I was set up.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind
of too funny. I know.
Yeah, I think the reason I like the president that we have is he's not a politician.
Yeah.
He is no way in the world a politician. He's so far from being a politician, it's unbelievable. And people have never...
Really,
they don't know how to react to him, and they don't
to
know
to someone
how...
who's blunt. Whereas politicians, they're always weaseling and giving half truths and stuff,
blowing smoke up your butt, everything else you can think of.
And so at least you know what he's thinking, and a lot of times what he's thinking is like,
how do you know when a politician is lying when he opens his mouth?
Mm-hmm.
That's
know.
About the truth. I mean, they really are.
I know.
And they come up with all these things that that they want to do.
Or the promises, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, there's too many uninformed people out there that, you know, buy into that.
Right.
They only hear one side, they hear a biased news coverage, and so that's what they think is reality. And that's very scary to have the media or whatever, they're directing the thoughts of, you know, millions and millions of people, you know, by cutting down, you know, taking down, websites and fact checking, you know, anything that goes against what they're saying, and you're not getting to see both sides or to see an alternate way of doing things. Yeah.
But that, I think I just think that we got to, the way the Democrats want to run our country now, it's almost like having a whole different.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. If you don't like our Constitution and you think everything is so bad, well, then go to a country that practices what you like. Leave this country alone.
Go back to your own country.
These are people that have been, you know, been here for generations, their families, and they're just, you know, radical. And it's, you don't change the foundation of a new country that's like the freest country ever created, and then not like it and then want to change it. Why don't you just leave it and go somewhere else? Because look at all the people that are wanting to come here because they see what a great government and constitution and everything we have. So,
hey Matt, what time was that? There's people in your
About like 12:30.
Oh, okay.
No, I was gonna say we can cut this off whenever you want. We always end up getting into politics at some point.
Do we really, Ollie?
Yeah, you guys always get into politics at some point, either like in the middle or like way near the end of it.
Yeah, we pull up a name, and all of a sudden that takes us on another tangent.
And it's always just fun to listen to over here, you know. me being a leaning Democrat is here.
Yeah, to see where are they going.
How did you become a Democrat? Were you just born that way?
No, it's more I lean Democrat. It's just.
Yeah. Are you registered as anything?
Yeah, I'm registered. Oh. So I'll just say it.
I mean, you're not registered as a Democrat?
I think I am registered as a Democrat. So.
Well, then you're more than leaning towards Democrat.
Well, I try to think. Okay, I'm registered as a Democrat, but my thoughts lean more to Democrat.
Right, and when people say that, I think that they're confusing what the Democrat Party used to be, and who has taken over the party.
That could be.
Back in the 60s.
It kind of works the same way with Democrats and Republicans. Both of them have changed very much from how they originally started.
Because
they were arguing over a bank, like how the first Bank of America, they were arguing, it's like, how are they gonna run this? And then that's where the parties formed.
But as far as platforms go, the Republican Party has always stayed with some basic principles. Whereas the Democrat Party is constantly changing to go further and further away from what is the normal, what is society accepts, and goes towards the...
The Democrats in the beginning had the right idea as far as helping people more. They felt that the average person should have things that... their money that they're putting into the government would benefit them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got to a point now, the money only benefits
those in power. Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's staying that way.
And they've raised several generations of people to depend on the government rather than to depend on themselves and have self-reliance. Mm-hmm. And that's what's really torn it down. And that was the objective all along, to have all of these people who are, you know, that they're all relying on you for their livelihood. Tell me what to do. What do I need to do to have you give me stuff? Rather than the people saying, hey, stay out of my business. I want to be able to, you know, do what I want. You know, make a business, what have you, and I don't want help from you, and I just want to do my
thing. Well, the Democrats believed in unions more than the Republicans did. The Democrats believed in the...
It was more of like, they like to spend, tax and spend, mm-hmm. and Republicans were more of, you know, less government, just, you know, let people be alone and let them just to pursue
make their own decisions. Everybody make their own decisions, mm-hmm. instead of I'll make decisions for you.
Right, and the government... not being the one who has all the money, because the government doesn't have money unless they take it from the taxpayers. So when Democrats are saying we're going to give you this, that, and the other thing, and they say, "Oh, that sounds wonderful," so many of the population thinks that this is money in a pot somewhere, not that it's taking it from them and everybody else.
Let's have a whole podcast of politics.
Just get it out in the air so that we don't have to keep entering this in. Is that what you're saying?
Get it over with next week.
Well, you know, what's funny is because our podcast from last week, I kept on checking to see if it was up, and it wasn't. Remember, we had really a long
which
one.
Which I'm going to be fixing.
Right. I was thinking maybe it was a little too controversial, Facebook blocked.
You not did that one yet?
He thought he had posted it.
I had posted it, but last week was a bit hectic for me, so.
So it didn't go up, but so I was thinking maybe.
I can send you to an advanced copy.
Facebook took
it down
because we were so controversial. That's what I will say. Yeah, Facebook. Yeah, they were.
I'll send you an advanced copy just so you can see how it sounds. How about that?
I was just more concerned about the lighting because, like I said, well, like last show, it's like. Why is it Larry always looks good on his close-ups and I look so bad? And of course, I don't want to say it's because it has to be the harsh lighting because women can't be having that harsh lighting on them.
The only
cast shadows and make you look really bad.
It doesn't matter how the light comes on you, you're still beautiful. It's just a little darker.
Then you're not watching back podcasts because...
Okay.
Or if this...
I was taught lighting matters in every single situation.
Is there any way we could shine a light on her next week better?
No.
I'll shine like four more.
Right.
How about that?
Don't worry about me because I don't care.
No.
But just make sure that this little beautiful girl
I used to say if I was going to be on set, can I have Oprah lighting, please? Okay. Because she had like the best lighting on her
show. Say it right now right to the camera. Say it.
What?
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
Well, love me because I'm fat and ugly.
There you go. Fat and ugly has become beautiful.
Yeah. No.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you for listening to this bull, but we'll see you next week.
Yeah,
same
it was
time.
Fine. We'll have to go back and watch last week's and see.
We got another podcast coming in, so they're in the window jumping up and down and giving me the fingers, so I thought we better quit.
Cut. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah,
so
good
you
to see
say
you
goodbye?
Again, yeah. And I will go clean my garage. Oh, say goodbye.
And say don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
I would never say that. That's a commercial stupid line.
Okay.
I could say it if I was a character. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
Say love me till next week.
Where's that from? Love me till next week.
Okay, everybody. Merry Christmas.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.